Welcome to peace, and welcome to our Lent midweek opportunity. This is a special time dedicated to really gather in song and word, but ultimately our goal is to feel a little more free when Easter comes. That's the goal. That's the goal. I always write goals for what messages should convey, and we want to be feeling free and lighter when Easter comes. So we pray that tonight's service is one more step in that direction as we talk about the A of scars, absolution. You know, in life, could you ever say the words "I love you" enough to a loved one? Do those words wear out? Does it get old hearing "I love you" from someone else? No, it's really important to reiterate that phrase over and over again. The more we reiterate it, the deeper someone feels those words. We're going to discover tonight that actually, as Christians, there's a reason why we say "I forgive you" over and over and over again. It's to convey the freedom that God offers through His Son, Jesus. So important to continue to convey that little message. So just a couple of items to share tonight. The first is that we have portals of prayer for the months of April, May, and June available out in the narthex. Dan put those out. Thank you, Dan. And then the newsletter, Dan's got that put together, and that'll be out this weekend or early next week. It may not be in physical form or digital until like Monday or Tuesday, but I just want to highlight that as something to really pay attention to, because in the month of April, we have got lots of activity at the church, and so each Sunday there's special fellowships, and we want everyone to know what's going on. So really pay extra attention to the newsletter for April this coming month. And then finally, tonight's worship is out of Holden Evening Prayer, so everyone should have a bulletin to guide you through our singing. This is a sung liturgy between Molly, myself, and the congregation. We're blessed to have Molly lead us in most of the liturgy tonight. Also, Suzanne guides us. She's a good person to follow if you're looking for the note that you need to hit. Usually the flute is the person that does that. That's why she's critical for us when we have liturgies like this. And then Colleen's playing for us on piano, so just a blessing for us to gather in this time. There is one song. We were kind of worried if the congregation would know what that song is. It's called Amazing Grace. It's in the green hymnal, 448. You'll need to flag that, mark that for that time in the service when we sing that. Amazing Grace, hymn 448. In the Psalm 141, Molly's going to be the leader or group one. You'll see that italicized tag. I will sing the group two, and you can choose either one to follow in that time. And then towards the end of the service, there's time for litany and prayers. I'll uplift some names. There are some prayer concerns that we have to share tonight. But then we'll have a moment of silence, and you can vocally share if there's a concern or anything that's on your heart tonight. You can stay silent too, because God searches out our hearts and knows what's happening inside of us. Okay, I think that does it. I encourage the congregation to rise as you're able as we sing our service of light.